Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph. We are up to Sif Dalet, the second line on page 92. The Mechaber says in Sif Dalet, Osir litom klum kodem shiakadish. It is forbidden to eat anything before one makes kiddush on Friday night. Afilu mayim, even if it is water. Vafilu imhischil mibodyom tsarach lahafsik. Even if he was already eating from while it was daytime on Friday, and the time comes for kiddush, he must stop eating. Shapores mapu makadish. He must spread out a sheet to cover the food, and he must make kiddush. Vimhayu shosim yayin tchila. And if part of the eating before they were drinking wine, so eino omer ela kiddush bilvad velo birchas hayayin. So then he could just make the bracha on kiddush. He will not have to make the bracha bar piragofen because he had already made a bar piragofen. The achakach mevarich birchas hamotzi, and then afterwards he will make a new bracha of hamotzi. So even though he was eating before and he had made a hamotzi, but now that he made kiddush in the middle of a suda, he has to go ahead according to the shita and make a new hamotzi. Vim ein lo yayin. But if he had no wine, umekadesh ala pas, and he's making kiddush on bread, so einu mevarach hamotzi, then he does not have to make a hamotzi, because again, he made a hamotzi before, and now the kiddush is covered with that hamotzi from before, so he just makes kiddush. V'yesh omrim, there are those who say, sh'afi shemekadesh ala yayin, even in a case where he interrupts his suda to make kiddush on wine, einu mevarach hamotzi, he does not have to go back and make another hamotzi. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah now. We've got clarity exactly what's going on over here. Sivkoton Yud Aleph. The first point the Mechaber said is usher to taste anything before one makes kiddush. Vizeu rak isser de rabbanan. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, this is only an isser de rabbanan. V'atam, and the reason is, kevan de chiyuv shel kiddush chol olav miyad de knisa Shabbos. Since the chiyuv of kiddush is chal right away when Shabbos comes in. V'afilu lo kibel olav Shabbos behedyo. Even if you didn't accept Shabbos explicitly. De kevan shenasek safek hashecha. Once it becomes a safek of dark. Memelo chol olav Shabbos. So it's Shabbos automatically. V'im kibel olav Shabbos. And if he was mekabel Shabbos. Then the same din would apply even earlier in the day, because what's the difference if it became Shabbos on its own or he was Makabel Shabbos early? Either way, he must stop eating. If he wants to accept Shabbos early, ulekadesh velechol, and they kiddush and eat the suda, ulehispalal arvis achakach b'layla, and then go back and daven mariv afterwards at night, rashai he is allowed. Ubitnai shi yechatzi shah kodem zman mariv, but when he starts the suda, he has to make sure that it's before a half hour before the zman of mariv. Kidlel b'simin reish lamed hei sebez, many people do this in Eretz Yisrael, they make early Shabbos, they daven mincha kabbal Shabbos, they go home, and they eat a suda with kiddush, and then they come back and daven marav later. If one wants to do that, that is fine, says the Mishnah Berurah, but when you start your suda, it has to be not within a half hour before Laila, before the Zman of Marav. Sivkoton Yudviz, it is usher to eat kodem shiakadesh, va'afilu einlo elo kos echad. Even if one only has one cup of wine, yakadesh olav v'yavarech b'chazamazim below kos. He'll make kiddush on the wine, and he'll bench without a kos. Hainu afilu l'man desvirle de b'chazamazim through the kos. This is even according to the Shita, holds that benching needs a kos. Kiddush overrides benching. Le'el b'simin kuf pei beis of aleph. V'lo yochal kodem shiakadesh, and he should not eat anything before he makes kiddush. Sivkotan gimel, afilu mayim, and he's not even allowed to have before kiddush water. V'shori lirchotz piv b'mayim, but one is allowed to rinse his mouth out with water. Kevan de'enu mechavin la'noz te'ima. Since his intention is not for any pleasure in the tasting, it's just to clean out his mouth, that would be mutter, but you can't even drink water before kiddush. The Mechaber then said, even if you started eating mibodyom, you must stop eating when it comes time for kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Yudal Tzarek Lahafsik, V'afal Gav Dehiskel Beheter. Even though you started eating Beheter, it was totally mutter, it was way before Shabbos, so you're allowed normally, if you started Beheter, you don't have to stop for a mitzvah normally to stop your achila. So Zakta Mishabur over here, even though you started the heter, Shani Achla, when it comes to Kiddush, is different. The Kiddush Shayach La Suda. Because here, you're eating a Suda, and the Kiddush is Shayach to that very Suda. Ulachatchila Itkun Shiakadish Kodem Suda, Uvamakom Suda. And Lachatchila, they established that you should make Kiddush before the Suda, in the place of the Suda. But if you didn't do that, at least to make the Kiddush in the middle of your Suda. So even though normally, if you started eating the heter, you don't have to stop for a mitzvah, but for Kiddush, which is no get to that Suda itself, you would stop in the middle. How do you stop? We said in the Mechaber, you're pores mapa umekadesh. Zakta mishabura tesvav, shapores mapa, you spread out a cloth, v'chasos hapas, to cover the bread at achar ha-kiddush, until after kiddush. V'achar kach yisirena. And then you remove the cloth, then it gives the appearance that the Suda is coming for the honor of Shabbos. So you make Kiddush while the bread is covered, and then you uncover the bread, as if to say the Suda is now coming for the honor of Shabbos. The afim lo yoshav adayin lechol. And even if you did not sit down yet to eat, gam kein dina hachi, this is also the din, the tzorech priestess mapa beis akiddush, you have to cover the bread, as we know, at the time that you're making Kiddush, ukid lakama misiv tes, like we'll see shortly, in siv tes. Elo de kamash melon bezeh, the Kiddush over here is, ta'af shehu be'emtza achiloso daiba priestess mapa. We always cover the bread before we make Kiddush. The Kiddush over here is, that even though you're in the middle of eating, it's enough to just cover the bread. As opposed to what? If you look in the Shaar Tzion Oz Tes, this is from the Gemara Pesachim, to lo ba'ina shiyakor ha-shulchan legamri. We don't require you to remove the table totally, v'yikbe'enu mechadosh ha-kavet Shabbos. We don't require you to clear up, bring out the table again, and start a new Suda. The Chiddush here is you continue your same Suda from Friday into Shabbos. All you have to do is cover the bread and make Kiddush in the middle of the Suda. This sometimes comes up, and it's a big discussion when Purim falls on Friday, like this year. If you want to have the Purim Suda going straight into Shabbos, this is a Nogeya Halacha. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vayter Sifkaton Tes Zayin. So we said in the Mechaber, if they were drinking wine before, at the Suda that they started on Friday, they were drinking wine, and now you're stopping your Suda to make Kiddush in the middle, you only make the bracha of Kiddush without a bracha of wine. Says the Mishabura, the Kevan, the Beira, Kvar, Besocha, Suda, Betchilas, Shtiyaso. Since during the Suda that you were eating on Friday, you were already made a bracha on the wine during your Suda. Shuv, Ein, Tzorech, Levarech, Ato, Boer, Piragethan, Kodem, Shekodem, HaKiddush. You don't need to go ahead and make another bracha before Kiddush. You were eating a Suda, you made Boer, Piragethan, you're pausing your Suda in the middle to make Kiddush. You just made a Boer Pri Hagafen, so you do not need to do Boer Pri Hagafen. You only make a bracha of Kiddush. V'hu adin she'ein tzarech levarech al yayin shebesocha suda. Not only do you not need to make a bracha of Boer Pri Hagafen during the Kiddush, but continuing your suda afterwards, you would not need to make another Boer Pri Hagafen on that wine either. T'ho ein shum hesach adas ben shtiyas ha-kosh al-kiddush al-shtiyas ha-yayin shebesocha suda. Once we say that the Kiddush is no hesach adas from the drinking from before, so mamela, that no hesach adas continues over, that gofen you made before, it counts for your Kiddush and also counts for any drinking you want to do afterwards. And there's a very important note over here from Rav Moshe Feinstein. Says Rav Moshe Feinstein in note 28, v'hochiach mikan b'shalem shivazigus Moshe, Rav Moshe proves from here, Shebirchas hagefen eino bishvil hakiddush. The bracha b'ray piragofen is not really a chelik of the kiddush. Elo bishvil shtias hayayin bilvad. It's only so that you could drink the wine. Ulefikach, very practical nafkaminas that come up all the time. Misha, this is not as common, but you'll see what's more common. Misha to birach al yayin shahakal. Someone mistakenly makes a shahakal on his wine. Since we know everything is really covered with the ever with a shahakol, even wine. So yotzei dechovas kiddush. So even though you made a shahakol on your kiddush, you're still yotzei because the maisa shahakol covers wine, and the only point of the bracha of hagofen is to cover the wine. So the shahakol covers it. So you're fine with your kiddush. It doesn't have any effect on your kiddush. A person started Kiddush, he forgot to make the Boer Pri Hagafen. He just made the Bracha of Kiddush. And he only realized that he forgot the Hagafen after he finished drinking it. His Yotzei, the Chiyuv of Kiddush. Here's the one that, in my opinion, is the most common. Sometimes you're in camp or you're in a big Suda. Or some people are talking and the Mekadesh starts and he says Boi Pragafen and you missed the bracha of Boi Pragafen and now you chap the rest. You're not sure if you're Yotzi or not. Zakar of Moshe. So, V'chein Misha lo Shoma me Mekadesh as Birlas Boi Pragafen, the Or Letzion writes, She Yotzi Yidei Chovas Kiddush. You are Yotzi 100% Kiddush because the Boi Pragafen is not a bracha as a chelak of the Kiddush according to this. Mishabura, it's only the bracha of Kiddush that is the Kiddush, and the Agafen is the Biras HaNenin. So unless you want to drink the wine, then Avadi you have to make another Biras HaNenin. But if you're just being Yotzei with Kiddush, and you're not planning on drinking it, you would be 100% Yotzei. That's a very important Ha'ara that Rav Moshe and the Or Letzion make over here. Says the Mishabura Vaitus of Katan Yud Zayin. So the Mechaber said, I'm going back to the Mechaber, the fourth line. If they were drinking wine first in the Suda, so you don't have to say the Bracha Bria Pragaf, and you only say the Kiddush, below Birchas Hayayin, V'achakach Mevar Birchas Hamotzi. But when you want to go back to eating your bread, then you would need to make a new Hamotzi on the bread you're going to eat now. Says the Mishabura, Hainu Kishabal Ligmar Achakach Suda, so when you come back to finish your Suda after Kiddush, Mevarich Birchas Hamotzi Mechadosh, you must make a new Hamotzi. De'eno Yotze B'Hamotzi Sheber B'Tchilas HaSuda, you're not Yotze with the Hamotzi that you made at the beginning of the Suda. Lefi Shehakiddush Shembeintayim Shayatzorich Lo'omro Mipnei Shenesar B'Achila Ad Shekadesh, Zeh Havei Hefsek. Because the Kiddush that you had to make in the middle of the Suda, because you were usher to eat till you made this Kiddush, so that's considered a Hesek in your Suda. So although you won't need a new Bray Pragafen on the Kiddush, because that's not a Hesek Hadass from the Bray Pragafen you made already, but the fact that you now completed Kiddush, and now you want to go back and eat bread. So at one point you were usher to eat bread because you need a Kiddush. And now you're allowed to eat bread because of your Kiddush. So that requires a new bracha of Hamotzi. Lefikach tzarech levarech sheines brachas Hamotzi. Therefore you need a new bracha of Hamotzi. Ubirchas hamozon rak pam achas besof asuda. One benching at the end will cover all the achila. Ma she'en ken ki she'en lo yayin. Which is not the case if there was no wine there. Umekadesh ala pas. So instead of making Kiddush on wine, you're making Kiddush on bread in the middle of a Suda. Shezman birchas hamotzi shelohu kodem Kiddush. So then the time that you would make the hamotzi would be before the Kiddush, like you normally make a bracha on the wine. Velohoya adayin hefsek shiatzarech machmas elevar shenis. And therefore that's not considered a hefsek. Since you're not going to need to make a hamotzi, as we'll see, because if you're making Kiddush on bread, the hamotzi you made before would cover the bread that you're making Kiddush on, so you just make hamotzi, you just make the bracha of Kiddush, not hamotzi. But memela, that bread connects the bread from before the Kiddush and the bread after the Kiddush, just like by the wine. And in that case, if you made Kiddush on the bread, you would not need to make another hamotzi after the Kiddush. Lochein ein tzarech levarach hamotzi l'kuyama. So to summarize what we have so far over here, if you stopped your Suda in the middle, you had made a Hamotzi and a Bari Pregafen before, you stop your Suda in the middle to make Kiddush, you do not need a new Bari Pregafen on the Kiddush, and you do not need a Bari Pregafen on any wine you have later. But since you are now allowed to eat bread, and you made Kiddush to allow yourself to eat bread, the Kiddush is mafsig, you need a new Hamotzi later. But if you had no wine, you were making Kiddush on bread, so you make Kiddush in the middle on bread without a Hamotzi, and then you would not need a Hamotzi afterwards, on the bread afterwards, because the bread now is like the wine was before. Sifkaton Yud Ches. This is going on the last point of the Mechaber, Yesh Omrim, Sha'afka Shemekadesh Alayayin, Einu Mevarach Hamotzi. Some argue and say, even if you make the Kiddush in the middle of the Suda on wine, you will not need a new Hamotzi afterwards. The Svirlu, they hold the Kiddush Lavi Hefsik. Kiddush in the middle of the Suda is not a Hefsik. The Kavan, the Safe Brachos Lahokil. Since Lamaisa, we say Safe Brachos Lahokil, Yesh Litvos Ka Yesh Omrim. Says the Meshibur Alach Lamaisa, one will follow the Yesh Omrim. So in fact, if you made Kiddush in the middle of the Suda, you would not need a Bar Pregafen at the Kiddush, you would not need a Hagafen afterwards on the wine, and you would also not make a Hamotzi afterwards either. Since it's a Machlokas, we say Safei Brachos Lahakel. Says the Mechaber Vaiter Sefhei, Shnayim Shayu Shosim, two people were drinking wine Friday afternoon, Va'omru, when they said, Bo Nekadesh Kiddush Hayom, they said, let's make Kiddush, let's accept Shabbos and make Kiddush. Nesar Aleihem Lishtos Ad Sheyekadshu. They are usher now, after they said that, to drink wine until they make Kiddush. V'imratzu Lachzor V'lishtos Kodem Sheyekadshu. And if they want to go back and drink wine before they make Kiddush, Afal Pi She'enem Rashoim, even though they're not allowed to drink wine before they make Kiddush, but if they want to anyway, do the wrong thing. Tzrichim lachzur levarach tchila b'ayir piragafen v'achak yishtu. they would have to make a new peripiragofen, and then they would be able to drink. So they're not allowed to do this, but if they want to do the wrong thing, this is the proper way to do the wrong thing. They would need a new peripiragofen, and then they would drink the wine before the Kiddush. Then the Ramah switches gears a little bit. Adam sheshochach lekadesh ad la'acha sheberach birchas hamotzi. V'nizkar kodem shochach. A person sits down to a suda. He totally forgets to make Kiddush. He has his lacha mishne, he makes a hamotzi, and after the hamotzi, before he eats, he realizes, oh my gosh, we forgot to make Kiddush. What does he do? Yikadesh ala pas. He made the hamotzi, finish off with the rest of Kiddush. Make the Kiddush on that bread. V'achar kach yochal, and then eat the bread. Aval b'havdala yochal tchila, but if a person sat down for Malava Malka, and then he realized, oh my gosh, I forgot to make havdala, and he made the hamotzi, so then he should eat first. Darei ein mavdil na alpas. We don't make havdala on bread. So if you made the bracha of hamotzi, it's going to be a bracha of atala. So you make hamotzi. If you made the hamotzi already, you first take a bite, and then you would go back and make the havdala afterwards. Havdala can't be on the bread like kiddush can be. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yutes. We said two people that were drinking wine on Friday, and they said, "Let's make kiddush." Umayri hachami bodyom. It's talking here Friday while it's still day. The ilu besafi chashecha. Because if it's already maybe dark. The koshkin bevadik hashecha, if it's vadai dark, so afilu lo omru bo in the kaddish, even if they didn't say let's make kiddush, memela chol chovas kiddush, automatically the chiyav of kiddush is chal, but also lecha of lishnos, much kosev zavdalin. So zavdalin we discuss when it becomes Shabbos, you're not allowed to drink, it's Shabbos now, you have to make kiddush. We're discussing in Sifhei, where before it's the zman of Shabbos, they said let's make kiddush. So that was a Kabbalah Shabbos of sorts, and that forbids them from drinking wine from here on in. Sifkaton chof achi yakachu, dal yidei amiras bo nekadesh, through saying the words, let's make kiddush, chol aleyam chovas kiddush hayom, it's chal on them the requirement to make kiddush hayom, v'neser aleyam lishtos. And if they want to do the wrong thing and drink now, they need a new bar piragofen. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chaf Aleph Hatam, the reason is, da aslu daitayu melishtos od kodem kiddush. Once they said, let's make kiddush, they took their minds off of their drinking from before, so they want to drink again, they require a new bar piragofen. V'lochein domezel omre kodem birchas hamazon havlanu nevarech. It's like one who says, before he benches, let's bench. The tzarech hashos ha'achar la'achsul levarech. Like we learned in Chelek Beis, if a person says, let's bench, and now he wants to drink, he has to make a new bracha. Umikomokom al koshel kiddush. That's if he wants to drink stam, do the wrong thing. But if he wants to do the right thing and he wants to make kiddush, so on that koshel kiddush, the asam agad avram she'enu tzarech levar peret pragafen. Like we said earlier, he said, let's make kiddush. So he wasn't a seal das from the kiddush wine because he said, let's make kiddush. So therefore, Magid Avram says if he makes kiddush right away, he does not need to make a bread pragafen. The yotzei ba'bracha shebirach betchilas ashti, and he's yotzei with the bracha he made in his original drinking. To lo aslu daitayu mikol shel kiddush, because you can't say they took their minds off of the kosher kiddush. But mash amr bo nekadesh. After all, they said let's make kiddush. So obviously their minds are on the kiddush. So they want to drink random new wine, so they have to make a new bread pragafen. Because once they said let's make kiddush, their minds off their regular drinking of wine. But zokta Magid Avram, the actual kiddush wine itself, they were mesiyot to ask from. They make kiddush and they would not have to make a new bar peragothim. V'chein nire. And so too it appears, the eino tzarech levarech gam kein alayayin sheyishta acha koshal kiddush. Like we said before, the same way they won't need a new bracha on the kiddush wine, they won't need a new bracha on the wine they have afterwards as well. Tehalo asach daite rak ma'ashtiyah shekodem kiddush. They only took their minds off of any drinking that was before kiddush. But the actual kiddush and that which follows, their minds did not go off, and therefore they would not need a new bar peragothim. Ulefi sheyesh deos harbi bedinim elu, since there are many shitos in these halachos, roi lechol bal nefesh lizar shlo yavo lidekach. You should try to avoid such a situation. This is halacha, but you should try to avoid the situation that you're drinking wine on Friday and you say, let's make kiddush. Try to avoid that situation because it gets involved in a lot of machloksim. Next, Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav Beis, afal pi sheinam rashoim. We said if they want to drink again before kiddush, after they said let's make kiddush, they even though they're not allowed to, they need a new bar peragothen. Hainu mitam dechola aleim kedushas hayom. The reason why they can't drink now is because it was chal on them kedushas hayom. They were makabel Shabbos. The Taz writes. If they didn't say, let's make Kiddush, Ela shehichshech, rather it just became dark, became Shabbos automatically. Im ratzu lachzor v'lishtos ein tzrichim lachzor levarich. If they want to go ahead and drink now again when they're not allowed to, because now it's Shabbos, they're locked into Kiddush like Sif Dalib, but if they want to drink anyway, in this case they would not have to make a bracha. After osir machmashu kodem Kiddush, even though it's also good as before Kiddush, they wouldn't need a new bracha if they want to do this iser. Ha iser levad ein osa hesachadas. Only when you say, let's make Kiddush, that's a Hesach Hadas, or if you're drinking from before. But if it just became Shabbos, your mind didn't go off it. So even though you're not allowed to drink, because now it's Shabbos, you have to make Kiddush before you drink. But if you want to do the wrong thing, and you want to drink, you would be allowed to drink incorrectly, but you would not need to make a new bracha. Continues the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkaton Chav Gimel. We turn to page Mem Zayin. Now we're going to the Ramah. The Ramah said this interesting case where a person forgot to make Kiddush. He sits down by his Lecha Mishnah, he makes his Hamotzi, he realizes he forgot Kiddush, so he should finish up Kiddush on the bread. Kodem Sha'achal, he realizes his mistake before he ate the bread. Hainu Kodem She'etoam Prusas Hamotzi. This means to say before he ate the piece of Hamotzi. That's when he makes the Kiddush on the bread. De'la'achar She'etoam. But if he already made the Hamotzi and he ate some bread, then, so the bracha was already chal on the bread, so now go back, and you kaddish ala yagin yeshel. If you have wine, make kiddush on wine, do it the best way. Masha enkein kodem zeh, which is not the case, like the case of the Ramah, where he realized the mistake before he ate the bread, then, sorach lekaddish ala pas, then you have to make the kiddush on the bread. Afal pish yeshel yayin, even though you have wine in the house, once you made the hamotzi, you caught yourself before you ate, make the kiddush on the bread. The im lo kein, because if you don't do that, ye borei priagofen hefsek ben birchas hamotzi lachila. You made the hamotzi. If you're going to stop now before you eat to make a borei priagofen, you're going to drink. That's a hefsek between the hamotzi and the bread. Therefore, if you made a hamotzi and you did not eat yet, finish the kiddush on the bread, even though you have wine. If you already ate, so you already messed up. You ate it. Your bracha was chal. So now make a kiddush on the wine, which is a better way. Miu, however. Tzarech lahavi lefanav od lecha mishnah. A very important point. We're talking about a case where you pulled off a piece of the bread already. You made that motzi, you pulled off a piece of bread, and you realize that you didn't make kiddush, and so now you're about to make kiddush, but you don't have lecha mishnah, because you already broke off a piece. So you need tzarech lahavi lefanav od lecha mishnah. You have to bring lecha mishnah in front of him again. V'zelo mikir hefsek, that's not called hefsek. Tarei mitzarech suda ukidul el besimin kufsa mechzayim sivva. That's not a hefsek, that's required for the suda. Very interesting note over here, note number 34. We said you made hamotzi on lecha mishnah, you ripped a piece of bread off, now you have to make kiddush, so bring another lecha mishnah. So says note 34, v'av she'enu mevarech ato b'rachas hamotzi al lechem hanosaf. You already made your hamotzi. You're not making hamotzi over here. So why are we going so crazy to bring the lecha mishnah? V'im kein b'mei choshev k'lecha mishnah. How's the lecha mishnah? You're bringing it now when you already made your hamotzi. So Shlomo Zalman explains she'ikur din lecha mishnah eino be'etzem habracha. The very interesting chiddush. The din of lecha mishnah is not a din in the bracha of hamotzi. El adinu she'tchilas ha'suda tia b'shnei lechamin. It's rather that the beginning of the suda should start with two breads. Zecher l'mon, to remember the mon that fell a double portion before Shabbos. Umishum kach, and because of that, kevan shadayin lo ochel me'apas, since you didn't eat from the bread yet, nechshav adover ketchilas asuda. Now that you're making the kiddush, it's still considered the tchilas asuda, umo'ila ha'pas kelecha mishnah. And bringing the bread now still counts as lecha mishnah, so there is an inyat lecha mishnah, even though you're not making namotzi, you're just making the kiddush, because it's the beginning of the suda, you want to start the suda with the lecha mishnah. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitus of Kodnach of Dalet. We said you realized your mistake before you ate it. You kaddish ala pas. Ratzalomar. Sheyomar birchas asher kiddushanu. You go right into the second brach of kiddush. Velo yomar ato vayachulu, but you should not say vayachulu now. Even though normally that's the first thing in Kiddush, but you already started the bracha, so finish the last bracha. Don't say vayachulu rak pasoch asuda. Rather, you should go back and say vayachulu during the suda. Sivkaton chafei v'achar kach yochal. So after you make the kiddush, you eat the bread. V'im niskar la'achar she'ochal k'tas. If you realize your mistake after you ate a little bread, like we mentioned before, bein kishe'ein lo yayin. Whether you have no wine, v'omer birchas asher kiddushon ala pas, and you're going to make the bracha of kiddush on the bread, u'bein kishe'yesh lo yayin, or you have wine, u'mekadosh al yayin, and now that you ate a little bread, your hamotzi was chal, so you're going to make kiddush on the wine now. Either way, kishechozer lechol as a pas, when you go back to eat more bread afterwards, einu tzarech levarech shenis hamotzi. You will not need to go ahead and make a new hamotzi. which seems to be different than we learned in Sif Dalet. So if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Os Lamed Aleph, he writes, Hataz Kosev de Bezek Kuyam Modim de Ein Tzorach Levarach Sheinus Hamotzi. Even though you're stopping and making a Borei Pragafa now, we said in Sif Dalet that according to the first Shita, when you make Kiddush, that's Mafsik, your Suda, you need a new Hamotzi afterwards. Here the Taz says, according to everyone, it's not a problem. Why? So look at Note 36. Even though we learned in Sif Dalet, if you started your Suda during the day, and you pause your Suda in the middle to make Kiddush on wine, the Shulchan Aruch said over there, she ate Sovim, she had Tzarech Levarach Hamotzi, Pano Sefes. One Shita said, you have to make a new Hamotzi. This case is different. There, the Zman changed, it became Shabbos. Here, you just accepted Shabbos, but the Zman didn't change. You would not have to go back and make a new Hamotzi. Only in the case where Kiddush was Mafsik and it became Shabbos, so then you have to go back. But over here, sorry, you started on Shabbos. You're making regular Kiddush. Regular Hamotzi at your Shabbos Suda, so it's the Zman of Shabbos already, so the fact that you ate a little bread and now you're making Kiddush on wine, now you're going to go eat bread, you would not need a new bracha, even if you're the one that said in the last case you would. That's because one was before Shabbos, then you made Shabbos, and one's after Shabbos. Over here it was all in the same Zman of Shabbos, and therefore the Taz says that everyone would agree to that. However, the Shaar Tzion continues in Lamed Aleph and writes, Prima Gadam says not so fast. It's the same achlokas. According to the first sheet we saw in Sif Dalet, even in this case, you need a new bracha of Hamotzi. No, once you make Kiddush on wine, that's a hesek in your Hamotzi, you need a new bracha of Hamotzi. However, halacha l'maisa ain't afkamina so much. Tekfar la'el b'sif dalet gufa pasku achorim ka yesh omer v'chekas av regadim. L'maisa, at the end of the day, we paskind to go that you don't make another bracha. Seven brachos l'hokil. So bottom line, it doesn't really matter, but it's a big machlokas over here, the Taz and the Prima Gadim in the Magen Avram, whether you would need a new bracha on the bread that you eat after the Kiddush in this case, where again, you mistakenly made your Hamotzi first, you ate a little bread, now you're making Kiddush on wine, and now you're going to go ahead and eat bread afterwards. Do you need a new Hamotzi or not? Taz says, according to everyone, you do not. The Prima Gadim says, L'fi the Magen Avram, it would be a machlokas. Last Mishnah Berurah says, Kadon Chavav Yochal Tchila. This is going in the case where you mistakenly made Hamotzi before Havdalah. There we say, forget the Havdalah, eat the bread first, and make Havdalah afterwards. Pirish, Yochat Tchila, Pirish, Pirusas Hamotzi. Eat a piece of Hamotzi. Kedei shelo tia habrach levatola, so your brach of Hamotzi should not be a brach levatola. V'achakach tzorech lahafsik ulahavdil, then you have to stop your Suda and make Havdalah. V'ayin mashe kosev ha-magin avron b'reish sim and reish sadi test. Dila ha-poskim havdolah d'rabonon. Those poskim that hold that havdolah is only mid'rabonon. Ain't tzarek lahafsik. You wouldn't even have to stop your suda of Mlav Malka. El gomer sudasel v'yachag ha-mavdil. You can finish your Mlav Malka, make havdolah afterwards. If havdolah is only d'rabonon, so then you would not have to mastik your suda in the middle. You know, you made this mistake, you can make havdolah afterwards. If you hold this daraisa, so then you have to stop right there and make havdolah after you take the first bite, so your brach of hamotzi would not be a brach levatola. We'll stop here and continue with Mitzvah Shem tomorrow with Sivav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.